Hi everybody, welcome to English Digest. This is Pat.
And this is Tiffany.
And today we're talking about a place in Japan. Tiffany, have you ever been to Japan?
I've only been to Tokyo, but I really want to go visit the other places such as Kyoto and Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's really pretty there, and I especially like Japanese architecture.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I've also been to Tokyo and to a place on the other side of that island called Toyama,
mm-hmm.
but it was all for a business trip many years ago, so I didn't get to do a lot of sightseeing. We were mostly inside offices.
Right. But Japan is a really wonderful place, and I really love the culture, and, like, shopping there is amazing. The food, you don't even have to say anything. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other thing we're discussing today is a castle in Japan. That's the main subject of the article. In England, we have lots and lots of castles.
Right.
Have you ever visited any castles, any interesting ones?
I haven't visited an English castle yet. Actually, I've never visited a castle before, but...
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go. It seems kind of creepy, though, in, like, the English castles. It's, like, cold and it's gray.
And as is this one, actually, we'll find it in the article, many of them are haunted. Castles tend to have ghosts. They attract them. Let's take a look at this castle in our article and find out a bit about one of the ghosts that live there as well.
Himeji Castle is considered to be Japan's best example of castle architecture. Its white walls and curving roofs make it look like a bird in flight, earning it the nickname White Heron Castle. In addition to being an important historic site, the stunning structure is also known for some folklore. In fact, Himeji Castle is actually a large complex. Within its walls stand 83 different buildings, including the imposing central keep. The castle began as a hill fort and expanded outwards. The first stones were laid in 1333, and the castle has been reconstructed and remodeled on numerous occasions since then, growing larger and more impressive each time. Many of its structures are designated as national treasures, and the whole castle is one of Japan's first UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Despite its magnificent beauty, the castle has a spooky side. A castle servant named Okiku was once tortured to death for stealing 10 invaluable gold plates, a crime she didn't commit. Her body was then dumped into a well at Himeji Castle. Now, her restless soul is said to rise from the well every night, counting the plates in a terrible wail. Her ghost has become a local legend, and the well is known as Okiku's Well. Himeji Castle has also acquired a reputation for being one of Japan's strongest castles. It survived being bombed during World War II and the Great Hanshin Earthquake in 1995. To maintain its durability and appearance, a large restoration project took place in the 1950s. A similar effort is currently underway, ensuring that Himeji Castle will continue to astound tourists for years to come.
Hi guys, welcome back. So, this castle sounds really interesting.
Mm. And I'm just surprised at how long it's been standing, actually.
Well, I mean, castles, by definition, are big, strong places that
mm-hmm.
tend to last for a long time. I mean, the ones in England, you know, we've got ones that are 1,000 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess if like the article says, they keep building up on them and improving them and fixing them to keep them in a good condition, there's no reason why they won't just last forever.
Right.
All right, so let's take a look at the article and discuss some of the vocabulary words we find inside. It begins by saying Himeji Castle is considered to be Japan's best example of castle architecture. So the word architecture, here we're talking about buildings or the process of building. And so castle architecture would be the way of building a castle to make it very strong, very easy to defend, but also quite easy to live in. Another example, you could say, there is some amazing architecture in the city.
Right. Okay, next in the article it says, its white walls and curving roofs make it look like a bird in flight, earning it the nickname White Heron Castle. Okay, so if you see pictures of the castle, When we look at, like, when you think about Japanese castles or Japanese architecture, we think of, like, red and black. But this one's different. This one is white, and then they have curving roofs. So curving means something that is bent, like a bent shape. If you think about a circle, we see that it's in a curve. It's rounded. So you could think about lines like that. Because of its curving roofs, it looks like a bird flying.
Mm.
And actually, it gave it the nickname the White Heron Castle.
Yeah, a heron is a long-legged bird, usually wades in water on the sides mm-hmm. of rivers. They're usually white or grey. They have that long, pointed beak for grabbing fish from the river. So I guess it looks like one of these quite pretty birds taking flight.
Right, and if you don't know, have you seen Kung Fu Panda?
I have not.
Okay, well, I just remember that in Kung Fu Panda, I believe there's a heron in there, and
okay.
he does kung fu.
All right.
For
so
those who don't know, yeah, that's the bird.
All right. The article goes on to say, in addition to being an important historic site, the stunning structure is also known for some folklore. So it's a historic site, which means it's got very important history about it, some of which we'll find out about. And it's also got folklore. And folklore is collections of old stories told by cultures to kind of sometimes explain things, to give lessons to children, local legends. You know, folklore would explain things like, you know, why the sun was created, or,
right.
you know, why humans do certain things, you know, why animals behave certain ways. Old stories that people pass down for generations. That's mm-hmm. folklore.
Right. So we see here that the Himeji Castle is also a stunning structure. Okay, stunning just means something that is extremely attractive or beautiful. When you see it, you're just like, oh, wow. And a structure is a noun, and it means a building. And it's usually made in different parts. So maybe it has, like, a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It has, like, they build the living room or something like that.
Mm, yeah, structure, just a building.
Mm-hmm.
But Himeji Castle is not just one building. As the next sentence says, in fact, Himeji Castle is actually a large complex.
Mm.
So here, complex is a noun, and it's a collection of buildings often linked together in a complicated way. So we're thinking there's going to be walls around it, there's buildings inside it, there's more dividing walls. The buildings are connected by tunnels or walkways or things like that. So it's not just one building. It's a lot of buildings all connected together. So if you think of like maybe a military base with lots of buildings and walls in, we could say that is also a complex.
Right. And I was just thinking the Forbidden City is
mm-hmm.
kind of like a large complex
for
as
sure,
well.
For sure, yeah.
Because there's a lot of different rooms and buildings, and I definitely think you get lost there.
Mm, definitely.
Okay, so next in the article it says, within its walls stand 83 different buildings, including the imposing central keep. Okay, so let's take a look at keep. So keep is basically, in a castle we have like different names for different parts of the buildings,
mm-hmm.
and the keep is basically the strongest or the central tower.
Mm,
okay,
yes,
so,
the one right in the middle.
Right. So I guess that one's like the tallest, so people can look at if there's any, let's say, invaders or enemies coming. So that's the keep.
Yeah, and it's described as imposing. And something that is imposing is very impressive because of usually its size, but sometimes because of its appearance or its elegance. So we could describe Taipei 101 as a very imposing building. You can't help but kind of stop and look up at it whenever you see it. I remember the first time I came to Taiwan, I just kind of stood at the bottom just going, wow, that is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was the tallest building in the world when I came here, and it's certainly imposing.
It's definitely very stunning and impressive as well. All right, so next in the article it says, the castle began as a hill fort and expanded outwards. Okay, so it began as a fort, and a fort is basically a building used as a place of defense.
Mm.
So you'll see walls, and you'll see very high walls. So it's harder for invaders to actually break through or to invade your castle.
Yeah, it's kind of the word castle, people would live in a castle.
Right.
You know, a king and queen or a lord and lady and their people, they would live in a castle, and it would be a place of defense as well as a place of living. But a fort is only for defense. It's only for soldiers to live in. It's not really a home. It's just to protect a border, protect an area. It's not a place of living, really.
Mm-hmm.
The article goes on to say, the first stones were laid in 1333, and the castle has been reconstructed and remodeled on numerous occasions since then, growing larger and more impressive each time. Right, we've got a few words to look at here, and the first one is reconstructed. The castle has been reconstructed. So if something's reconstructed, then we're talking about a building that has been improved or rebuilt. So if you think construct is build it for the first time, re always means again. So it's been constructed again, either because it was damaged and it needs to be rebuilt, or just because people think we can improve this, we can make it better. So you could say the temple was reconstructed after the big earthquake. So maybe mm-hmm. it was damaged. They reconstructed it. They made it stronger.
So that's why I think the Himeji Castle is so cool, is that it first started out in 1333 as a fort, and then from after 1333, they just kept rebuilding it and remaking it. And so now it's such a impressive and, I think, very complicated building, which is really cool. Okay, so the castle has been reconstructed and remodeled on numerous occasions. So again, remodeled and reconstruct kind of mean the same thing. It means to build again or to make the design new or something. And it's been remodeled on numerous occasions. So it's been made over again on different occasions. So occasion here means a particular event or the specific time it takes place. So you can say we all needed to dress formally since the event we're attending is a special occasion. So I guess maybe they probably reconstructed it, let's say, every 2 years or 3 years, that would be an occasion.
Or maybe more like every 20, because I guess each time they rebuild it, it's going to take a long time, you know, especially in the old days. And each time they reconstruct or remodel Himeji Castle, it grows larger and it grows more impressive. And impressive is an adjective describing something that impresses the mind or makes an impression. So it kind of makes you kind of go, wow, that's cool. That's, you know, I noticed that. It has impressed me. So, for example, if you say Kevin got some very impressive grades last semester, then it means his grades were good enough so that his teacher and his parents kind of noticed them and said, wow, Kevin, you've done really well.
Mm-hmm.
So the sentence means that every time they rebuild this castle, they're not just fixing damage. They're making it bigger. They're making it better. They're adding maybe more walls, more buildings, you're making them higher, stronger, and more beautiful, more impressive. So they probably, the first thing will be make sure it's strong.
Right.
But after they've just done that, they go, okay, now let's make it beautiful. Let's make it a place we can really enjoy living in.
And I think that's the thing with Japanese culture. I think what's really impressive about Japanese culture is that, you know, after thousands of years, they use like wooden structures and it still can stand so strong after all these years. So that's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah. The article goes on to say that many of its structures are designated as national treasures, and the whole castle is one of Japan's first UNESCO World Heritage Sites. If something is designated, then it's nominated or selected to be or to occupy a position or a title. So the government obviously decided, okay, this castle or some of the buildings in the castle, we say, these are national treasures. We've decided, we've chosen them as something that's very important to Japan. It's a national treasure. You could also say, for example, at a wedding, a couple would designate some people to be official witnesses. They are chosen, they're selected to be the people who witness this wedding.
Right, and you could also say that it's designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So these are just places designated by the UNESCO group, and it's a heritage site because they believe that this place is very special because of maybe its cultural importance or physical importance or significance.
Yeah, and it's something that should be protected and supported.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break now and listen to our Chinese teacher, then we'll be back to finish the article.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的是日本的一个城堡，叫做 Himeji Castle, 姬路城。首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 Its white walls and curving roofs make it look like a bird in blank one. 看着它那白色的墙壁以及呢弧线形状的屋顶，感觉起来就好像是鸟在什么当中呢？在所有的选项里面，我们可以选项 C,Flight, a bird in flight 指的呢就是鸟在飞行当中，也正是因为如此，它就得到了一个另外一个别称，称为白鹭城。所以第一题我们答案就选 C, flight。 第二个空格写着In addition to being an important historic site, the stunning structure is also known for some blank too.除了它的外形，然后历史上面的重要性之外，它的建筑物也是因为怎么样而变得有名。第二题，我们可以选项 J folklore, 指的是民间的风俗跟一些故事传说，它是一个单数不可数的名词，来搭配接下来关于这个城堡所有的民间传说。所以第二题答案就选 J folklore。第三个空格的句子写着 Within its walls stand 83 different buildings, blank 3, the imposing central keep. 事实上在这些城墙之内呢，它耸立着83栋不同的建筑物，当然也就包括了这富丽堂皇的中央主楼。所以第三题我们当然可以选 B, including, 讲到这些建筑物包括了这个中央的主楼，所以第三题选 B。 接着第四个空格提到 The first stones were blank four in 1333, 讲到呢第一次开始建筑最早呢它其实就是在西元1333年的时候，而这一批最早的这些石头就是在那个时候开始铺设的。在英文里面我们可以使用动词 lay, L-A-Y, 来代表铺设跟奠定基础，在这里用被动的方式，所以第四格我们可以选 A, laid.
Let's take a short break and listen to some music.Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about Himeji Castle in Japan today, and we've just found out about some of its history and how people in Japan have, after first building the castle, it's been remodeled and reconstructed and made bigger and better on numerous occasions, and it's now a national treasure. It's now a very important site in Japan.
Right.And I think, the Himeji Castle has a really interesting story behind it as well. So, let's continue reading to find out more.
Okay,
so despite its magnificent beauty, the castle has a spooky side. Okay, so magnificent, of course, means something that is great and grand. So this castle is so beautiful, but...At the same time, it has a spooky side, and spooky just means something that is kind of scary, something creepy.
Yeah, like Halloween costumes are spooky. It kind of, something spooky usually means to do with ghosts or unnatural things. So let's find out what this ghost story is then. It says, a castle servant named Okiku was once tortured to death for stealing 10 invaluable gold plates, a crime she didn't commit.So, she didn't do it. She was tortured, and we'll explain that word in a moment, for stealing some gold plates, but she didn't commit this crime. And to commit means to do or perform something. So we often use that phrase, commit a crime, or you could say commit a mistake. For example, Victor lost his job after committing several costly mistakes. So this woman didn't... steal this thing, but she was tortured anyway. So, Tiffany, can you explain the word tortured, please?
Right. So, torture means to make someone go through a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. So, maybe she was, like, whipped or something.
Yeah.
That's very painful.
Burned.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't really want to think about it.
Yeah, it's
pretty disgusting. She was put through a lot of pain, either as... People torture people generally either as a punishment for something they've done wrong or to force them to confess to something, to say, I did it, stop hurting me. And they thought she had stolen 10 invaluable gold plates. The word invaluable means, it doesn't mean it's got no value. It just means that the value of something can't really be measured. It can't be calculated. It's not easy to count. So these 10 plates were obviously very, very valuable, maybe because they were made of gold, maybe they were important to the castle. They were just worth an awful lot, and we can't calculate how much they were worth.
Right. Okay, so what happened to her? So her body was then dumped into a well at Himeji Castle. Sounds like a familiar story. So she didn't commit the crime, but then she was tortured, and I guess they killed her, and then they dumped her, or they threw her out into a well. Okay, what is a well?
A well is a hole in the ground that's dug for the purpose, usually of supplying water. So in the old days, people could get water from a stream, or if there were none nearby, they'd have to dig a big hole, and then they'd lower a bucket down and pull water out. And these wells were very important for castles, because if a castle was attacked, they would need water. They'd need fresh water, otherwise they would all die very quickly. So all old castles have at least one well inside, because they can't rely on going out to find water from the stream or collecting it from the rain. Unfortunately, in this case, a body was thrown down the well with the water. And the article says, now her restless soul is said to rise from the well every night, counting the plates in a terrible wail.
Ooh.
So a wail is like a cry of fear or horror. So every night her ghost comes up and it counts these plates in a very kind of ghostly, scary kind of 1, 2 kind of scream, like a scream or a cry. That sounds scary.
It is sound pretty scary. And I wouldn't want to be around this castle at night, for sure.
Yeah, it still does it, apparently. The ghost still comes out.
Yeah, I think so. So after that, her ghost has become a local legend, and the well is known as Okiku's Well.
So something to check out if you ever go there.
Yeah.
So as well as this spooky side, Himeji Castle, the article says, has also acquired a reputation for being one of Japan's strongest castles. So acquire is just another word for get, so it's got a reputation as a strong castle. And a reputation is the general or the public opinion of something. So everybody, in this case, everybody thinks Himeji, wow, such a strong castle, such a powerful castle. And that's its reputation, that's what people think of. So the next sentence will explain a bit about why it's thought of as being so strong.
Okay, so it's so strong because it survived being bombed during World War II and the Great Hanshin earthquake in 1995. Okay, so remember during World War II, it was pretty crazy. It was basically, America fighting Japan. And you can imagine during war, you're gonna have a lot of buildings damaged and a lot of casualties. But the amazing thing about the Himeji Castle is that nothing happened to it.
Yeah, it was bombed and it survived. There was an earthquake and it survived. Didn't get knocked down. However, it probably was damaged a little bit, so the article goes on to say, to maintain its durability and appearance, a large restoration project took place in the 1950s. So durability is something's ability to resist age, to resist damage, to resist water. So if you think of Doc Martin's shoes... They're very famous for their durability. They last a long time. They can take a lot of wear. They can take a lot of damage.
Right. So to maintain this, to maintain the durability, they go through a restoration project. Well, they went through a restoration project in the 1950s. And restoration means, it's an anonym, means the act of turning something back to its original state. So in the article, we see that in the 1950s, the Himeji Castle went through a state of changing things around so that it could last longer and, hopefully it wouldn't collapse or tarnish. So they went through that in the 1950s.
Yeah, it's related to the word restore to kind of make it better. And it went through one in the 50s, and as the article says, a similar effort is currently underway in progress, ensuring that Himeji Castle will continue to astound tourists for years to come. And astound means to kind of amaze or surprise somebody. So it means that when people see Himeji Castle, they go, wow. You know, they are amazed, they are astounded by this castle. They think it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. So a similar thing is being done underway, so it's still in progress. And hopefully this castle could last for thousands and thousands of years
to
come.
Yeah, they keep making it. All right, we're going to take another quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher, then we'll come back and wrap up the article.
接着看到第五个空格 ,Despite its blank five beauty, the castle has a spooky side. 尽管它怎么样子的美丽,这个城堡却有着令人毛骨悚然的一面。来修饰这城堡的美丽，我们可以使用 H 选项的形容词 magnificent， 代表着就是壮丽的、堂皇的意思。第六个空格 ，A castle servant named Okiku was once blank six to death for stealing 10 invaluable gold plates， a crime she didn't commit。在这里讲到令人毛骨悚然的一面，谈到城堡里面的一个女仆叫做呢 Okiku， 曾经被怎么样到死亡，正因为呢她犯了一下事实上她并没有做的偷窃行为。那么要符合文意，第六题我们可以选 I 选项的 tortured， 代表她被折磨致死，所以第六题选 I。所以后来的传说就讲到了第七个空格 Now her blank seven soul is said to rise from the well every night. 据说啊，她的这个灵魂就会每个晚上都再从井里面出来。那么这样子的灵魂，人已经死去，却无法安息，所以搭配文意。第七题，我们选 G 选项的 restless， 有无法安息的意思。第八个空格 Himeji Castle has also acquired a M blank 8 for being one of Japan's strongest castles. 事实上它还有一个怎么样，那么是日本最坚固的城堡之一。那么我们说它有此这样子的美名跟名声。第八题我们大概给就可以选 F 选项的 reputation， 表示呢它还有一项名声，美名就是日本最坚固的城堡之一。怎么说呢？在后面的句子写到 8 blank 9 being bombed during World War II and the Great Hanshin earthquake in 1995。既然呢非常的坚固，正是因为在二次世界大战的炮轰以及95年的阪神大地震，它都存活幸存下来，所以第九题答案就选 E survived。 接着我们看到最后一句 A similar effort is currently underway blank 10 that Himeji Castle will continue to astound tourists for years to come. 事实上呢，现在也开始在修补城墙，大规模的翻修，这样子的工程一直在进行当中，它的目的就是要确保这基路城能够维持它的美貌，所以搭配文意，第十题，我们答案就选 D, ensuring, 有确保的意思。
Okay, so that is our article on Himeji Castle, and I want to visit it. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just so impressed by how long it's lasted, and what I found really interesting was Okiku's story.
Mm.
And I think this story was the basis or the inspiration for the popular film The Ring.
Is it?
It sounds quite familiar. I think so.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.I'd like to see this castle because I've seen castles in England, so I'd like to kind of compare it and see how it looks, you know, how castles are built in Japan and compare those to the ones in England. But that's all we've got time for today, so we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.